it's cool.
Hey. Yeah. Woo. Mm. Yeah. Jingle bells, yeah, all the way. Where they go someplace, yeah. Woo! It's Christmas season, and I hope everyone's doing well. Yeah. Woo! This beat is too hard. Let me slow it down. Let me stop it real quick. Anyway, I just want to wish everyone a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Merry whatever you celebrate. I don't mean that to sound the way it did come out. Just spend time with your family. Tell them you love them. That's my big thing. And, you know, Merry, happy holidays. You know, let's not be too religious about it. But just get back to the fun hip-hop jingle bells. Shit, rent's due. Damn, I don't know what to do. Can't win for nothing, that's for sure. You already know that.
When you at your lowest point, some nights you feel alone.
I feel that, yeah. I'm always feeling alone, especially when rent's due.
My homie let me hold a few dollars to get ahead. I hit the trap and bought a few packs to get out the red.
Yo, you lucky, man, because I got no homies to give me money. That's a factorama, for sure. Hey, friends. Thank you for tuning in to episode 7 of First Effect Music Podcast with your host, Believer Cassidus. How are you guys doing? I'm doing great. You know, Christmas is here. Going to see my family. Haven't seen them in a while. Been working really hard on Soundbox and the podcast and just trying to make more connections with musicians. So if you're a musician, please reach out. You know, you don't have to buy a service. I just want to make connections, build a network of indie artists and musicians so that we can share your music with audiences. In saying that, if you are interested in our services, Soundbox Reviews is officially a business, and we do offer services on our websites, from features on the podcast to video promotions to social media promotions, artwork, reviews, interviews. So we offer a whole publicity package and promotional package for you and your music and your ideas and all that beautiful stuff. And we want to make sure that it's all branded and cohesive. So come to us and we'll work with you. But yeah, it's only been about a week or two since we last talked with episode 6, where we talked about Arcadian Sound and his awesome music. So make sure you guys, if you missed episode 6, to go on YouTube here and listen to episode 6. Go to soundbox-reviews.blogspot.com to read our review on Grain Plunge. It's a fun song. We also did a fun promo video for them, so watch that as well. Before we move forward, I just want to say some little house cleaning here. So please like, subscribe, and hit that alarm button there so that we can continue growing. We continue offering you guys the podcast and, you know, reaching musicians and connecting musicians with audiences and the audiences with musicians. That's our goal, and we can't do it without you guys listening, watching, and supporting. Like I said, this is our last episode 7. It's been a fun season. We started the season with my best friend Blair, but due to some family concerns, he's taken a leave and absence, and hopefully he'll be back for season 2 next year. Until then, you know, you're stuck with me, and we've had fun in the last 3 episodes. We did a Taylor Swift song. We interviewed a robot, a ticket bot, Swifty the Bot, and we did Arcadian Sound. And now today we're releasing this podcast, episode 7, on Simba. He's a new up-and-coming rapper. We'll talk more about him shortly. But without further mixing, let's skip right over to Soundbox Reviews, First Effect Music Podcast on Simba Can't Win for Nothing.
This episode brought to you by Ying Yang Productions, where order and chaos creates art. By Ying Yang Productions, balance delivered.
You know, a bitch out here trying to do the right thing, stay on course, you know. I feel like I done wasted 4 years of my life in college. It's bitches out here sucking dick and getting ahead. Like, damn, I'm trying to, you know, stay in motion, do the right thing, be God-fearing. You know, I was raised good, but damn, a bitch tired. I want to go to the Turks soon. I want my rent
back. And this for all the nights that we spent trying to come up with the rent. I'm trying to stay legit, but this shit ain't making me rich. Can't win for nothing. When you at your lowest point, some nights you feel alone. Even when you right, sometimes you feel wrong. I can't win for nothing, can't win for nothing. I woke up this morning with all these thoughts in my head. Jumped out the bed and stubbed my toe on the edge. Girl who I was texting last night left me on red. But I ain't tripping cause I hooked up with a homegirl instead. My homie let me hold a few dollars to get ahead. I hit the trap and bought a few packs to get out the red. I'm trying to pay him back, this shit hanging over my head. So with all that said, I gotta get to this bread. I'm sick of switching up my approach to get no results. They told me work smarter, not harder, I'm doing both. Success feels further than ever when you this close. It's like getting your cable cut on and then you lose your remote. Through all the bullshit, it's hard to stay on track. I take two steps forward and four more back, for real. That's how it falls when you got no one to call. They say you can't win them all, but I ain't winning it at all. And this for all the nights that we spent trying to come up with the rent. I'm trying to stay legit, but this shit ain't making me rich. Your lowest point, some nights you feel alone. And even when you right, sometimes you feel wrong. I can't win for nothing, can't win for nothing. I get paid on the third, the rent was due on the first. The gram make me feel worse, they taking trips out to Turks. My girlfriend mad cause her homegirl got a purse. For Valentine's Day, all she got was dick and dessert. You ever wake up some days and feel cursed? Settling for dirt cause you never realized your worth. Just cause you pray for it don't mean you ain't gotta work. Just cause you got a dream don't mean you putting it first. I'm on the phone with my homegirl, this what she said. She said, fuck all these degrees, I should be stripping instead. She feeling like she gotta give head to get ahead. When you believe in karma, you choose to play by the rules. And even when you do, you still feel like you lose. Which makes it hard to keep it consistent with all your moves. That's how it falls when you got no one to call. They say you can't win them all, but I ain't winning at all. And for all the nights that we spent trying to come up with the rent. I'm trying to stay legit, but this shit ain't making me rich. Can't win for nothing, can't win for nothing. When you at your lowest point, some nights you feel alone. And even when you right, sometimes you feel wrong. I can't win for nothing.
So, enough preambles, let's jump right into it. We'll be talking about Simba's Can't Win for Nothing, a track featured on his first album, Results Take Time. And it'll be remiss of us while talking about can't win for nothing, to not also talk about results take time. The reason being is that Simba is a storyteller, and every song leads to the next, has a purpose before it plays to the next song. And cohesively, to understand one song, you have to kind of understand all of the songs on Result Take Time. And when you do that, you have a better ability to break down Can't Win for Nothing and to kind of also enjoy Simba. Simba, being a storyteller, uses his music like a journal. And like Kendrick Lamar and other lyricists before him, he's a poet using alliterations, puns, rhymes, the whole poetic playbook to give us his story. And I think that's what makes Results Take Time such a good album. It's because it is Simba's story. A lot of times, and we'll jump into the social-political aspect of Can't Win for Nothing and Result Take Time in the second part of the review, but a lot of music these days is superficial. A lot of it isn't true to the artists. It's about guns, about making money, it's about bitches. And we seldom receive artists like, I would say, Juice WRLD, who face their demons and face their reality. I would say that has not always been the case when it came to hip-hop and rap music. You had what I believe one of the most prolific and evocative times in hip-hop history, the 90s, where lyricism, facing one's reality, was prominent. And this is where you had the growth and the burgeoning of gangster rap. It was these rappers who talked about who they were, the life they went through, the struggles they went through. And then we have Tupac, we have Biggie, we have Nas, you know, these people, Snoop Dogg, these artists who, when they came out, they were showing us their reality. And there's something so poignant about an artist being able to face their reality, put it down, and share it with everyone. And to do it in a truthful manner, do it being 100% themselves. And with Simba, with Results Take Time, you have that. You have an artist who is true to themselves, talking about the streets, talking about difficulty with money, with rent, the whole nine. What's so interesting about Simba, to talk a little bit more about Results Take Time, what's so interesting about him is his versatility. He's not a stagnant rapper. At one time, he'll sound like a New York rapper, sounding like straight from the Bronx, sounding like Harlem, sounding like Brooklyn drill rapper. He'll go through all three of those modes and more. On the East Coast side of rap, in different tracks, and then he'll jump into his San Francisco, Bay, LA, Tupac swag on the West Coast, you know, side of it. And I dive a little bit more deeper into all this in the album review on soundbox-reviews.blogspot.com. But essentially, I want to say that he is a national rapper. He covers East and West. And this is evident in Results Take Time. What also is evident about Simba is that he can be like a teacher, a mentor, inspiring you, motivating you, but he also can be fun and playful. With Can't Win for Nothing, he's a teacher, he's the mentor. And he's telling you that I've been there. I woke up and stubbed my toe on the bed. I woke up and rent was due. I woke up, there was no food inside my refrigerator. He's saying, I've been there. And although I've been there, and many of us have been there, we can get out of it. And think, going back to the national vibes that he gives, being able to rap like an East Coast and West Coast rapper, goes to his music too, because he's now a universal rapper. He is a relatable rapper, one where people can go, shit, I've been in that position before. And he presents himself in such a humble way, not flamboyant in the way he dresses, not ostentatious. He's just, again, going back to his honest self. And you receive that with the way he appears on his interviews, the way he speaks, very straightforward and mellow, to his music, you know. Again, using his music as a journal to express, I would say, what we all feel, you know. Today is hard, and maybe I don't want to go out there and live it. Maybe I want to sit back, watch TV, relax, and forget about my woes and fears. But Can't Win for Nothing is a inspirational track. It's going to make you want to leave your couch, leave your bed, maybe exercise, start the day. All because it's a reminder of the difficulties of the day and how we can go about it. It's a strong affirmation as a song too, in almost a reverse psychological way. Can't win for nothing? Screw you. I am going to win for everything. That kind of mentality. And when you meet Simba, you receive that demeanor from him, that he's not going to back down, that he's not going to take this can't win for nothing attitude to defeat him, even if he stubs his toe, even if the rent's due, even if his friends are burning bridges, even all these things happening, he's going to go and win. Can't Win for Nothing is also a great example of his lyricism. He's a strong storyteller, you know, just like a novelist who paints a picture from beginning, middle, end. He does the same. He doesn't go off into these tangents just for metaphorical references of glamour and galore of, again, ostentatious behavior. But instead, he just speaks the truth here and there, using the poetics to just propound his emotional feelings and vibes on Can't Win for Nothing. His lyrics are tight, and the instrumental he chose is also, it just really helps the song. It has this 90s feel, this going back to that, what I believe one of the golden ages of hip hop, and it just vibes really well. He's clear, the music doesn't overshadow him. And this, again, is all I can say about every song, and results take time. He's an assiduous worker, he cares about his craft, but he also has fun, you know. He doesn't take himself too seriously, and you can tell that he probably sits in the booth, takes time with his lyrics, thinks about what he says, you know, edits, goes through it. And in that essence, I believe he's a true artist. Beyond a rapper, he fits in what I put artists like Kendrick and Eminem, you know, the storyteller. They're storytellers. But they're also storytellers of their generation, of their time. And I think I am jumping a little into part two, but I think he is this image of the quintessential artist rapper of our time, mixing East Coast, West Coast, mixing didacticism, affirmations with fun music. And although Can't Win for Nothing is lyrically a thought-provoking track, instrumentally just a nice groove, heavy-hitting track. It's fun. And you may sway, you may dance, but more importantly, you're going to think. And I think he does a great job on this track. The instrumentation holds all this well, and it's just packaged so well. Results Take Time is packaged well. And just a great thing to end, just a great notion to end the year on, that we can't rush everything, that results take time, and that you can't win for nothing, that you have to work hard every day to have those results that you wish. Can't Win for Nothing is a great affirmation, great song. It's blazing. Oops.
9 to 5, I'm looking my way. Babe. Yeah. Baby, you so fine.
Yeah. 9 to 5. Yeah, that's it. 9 to 5. All day. Shorty in my mind. Yeah. Shorty in my mind.
All right, cut. You need to make a change. What is that thing? Give me a second, finger. I am Bitter Bully. Right, if you're using your phone to make rap, and the change is buying Believer T. Cassidy's rap composition notebook on Amazon.com. Write your next book, write your next album, you rap.
Thank you for listening to Soundbox Reviews First Effect Music Podcast. You know, we're happy you're staying tuned for this last episode. We have a little bit more in store for you. Before we jump into that, just want to remind you guys to like, subscribe, and hit that alarm button so we can stay creating good podcasts for you guys. And we appreciate you. So thank you. And have a wonderful Christmas. So in the first part of the review, I talked a lot about results take time, and a lot about can't wins for nothing, winning qualities, which are the lyrics and Simba's storytelling ability. Talked a little bit about the instrumental, but I truly feel that Simba is a type of artist that you just have to go and listen to. And the moment you hear him and the music combined, you're going to be a fan, no doubt, especially if you're a hip-hop head, because I feel he has everything for every type of hip-hop head. And I did talk a little bit about that in the first review. If you want more about Results Take Time, the album, you can go to our website, soundbox-reviews.blogspot.com. But in this section, I'll keep it brief, but I want to talk a little bit more about social political aspects and where Simba kind of stands with music right now, within music right now. First, he's a new artist. Not much about him online, not even a Wikipedia. But I think he's exactly what the hip-hop community needed right now. With the loss of Takeoff, with the smothering of great lyricists, we needed someone to break through all this mush and show us that, to say hip-hop is not dead, the culture is not dead, and that true lyricism, true hip-hop, will always reign supreme. And I said in the first part that he's a national rapper, universal rapper. I truly believe that. I also think that Can't Win for Nothing is a day-to-day track, like I said, you know. But when you think about Simba as an artist, and the fact that I said he's a national rapper, you start to think about the Tupac Biggie scandal. You know, we lost two great rappers at one time, and you start to think about just where hip hop has gone from the days of Smith and Wesson, you know, Big L, Nas and Jay-Z, Eminem for that matter. And, you know, we had a couple artists hold it up for a bit. J. Cole is definitely one of them, Kendrick Lamar. But the game is getting older now, and hip hop has changed to more of a Drake era, where it's hip hop and R&B and party music all mixed into one. And nothing wrong with that. But there is always a nostalgia for those times of hip hop where true lyricism was number one, where the beats were hard, where our rappers were poets. And, you know, Simba comes in doing that. But I think it's even harder to overcome such negativity in the rap game. Again, going back to that East Coast, West Coast beef. That to come from that, to come from it being a hard business to come up in, especially with the internet, SoundCloud, TikTok, you know, of these internet rappers, one video and they're hot, you know. Nothing wrong with that, again. But Simba comes at it the old way. Long career of freestyling, writing, patience, right? But he also, that national vibe is just stuck in my head because it's not easy, especially with rap, right? Rap is so, you have Atlanta rappers, you got New York rappers, you got LA rappers, you got Bay rappers, you got this type of rapper, Detroit rapper, this, that. All these different vibes. And all these different vibes are competing against each other. But this era is different, right? Because the internet is allowing us to come together, to listen to all these type of subgenres in hip-hop and rap. And Simba, I feel, is the culmination of where hip-hop should be right now. It is a mixture of all the subgenres. It's the hard work, persistence, dedication, lyricism of our past. It's culture, it's reality. And we need that right now. Yeah, the world is hard. War in Ukraine, Kanye this, you know, men doing this, cops this, drugs that, you know. But we need someone who's there to say, not say it's okay, because it's not okay, but to say, we're going to get through this. We have to work through this. We have to work through it together, you know, and the results are going to take time. We can't win for nothing without a little work. Can't make scrambled eggs without breaking some eggs, right? So is that idea. And Simba is never outright saying any of this in his music. He's just making music. He's just being his honest self, his humble self, telling us how it is on his diary page, his journal page, you know? And I'm just extrapolating all this through his music, just through the vibes he's giving me, through the thoughts, through the history of hip-hop. Because, like, now, where's hip-hop? I know people from the OG generation, when turntables, DJs, I've worked with DJ Kevy Kev Rockwell, DJ Grand Wizard Deardor. I've met Herc. I know, and they still out there grinding. They still out there trying to make their music. And people want to hear their music. But also people want to hear new contemporary music. A blend of it. And I think that's part of why Jack Harlow is so successful. Because he takes a lot of his vibes from the old culture. Keeping it honest, keeping it true, keeping it about lyrics. But Simba, he's different. He's different. Because I want to say this, there's a conscious decision in his music to be a bridge between all subgenres, all the culture, to be that image, not just for himself and his family, but for the culture. And just think it's appropriate that I review Can't Win for Nothing, Simba, Results Take Time at the end of the year. Because it's this time where we're most reflective on who lied to us, who's been honest to us, what's been the good and bad of the year, etc., etc. And a lot of times during this time, we become despondent. We despair, we regret. And it's just a good affirmation to know that you work hard no matter what happens, no matter if the rent, food, etc. is all wanted. You work hard and results will take time. You'll come out the mush and you'll be who you are. It's kind of a biblical story, right? Man made from clay, Simba out of the mush. But I just think he's really kind of a new light in the hip-hop culture that people need to listen to, see, and kind of understand that he is that bridge. And you'll hear it in Results Take Time. Sheesh, you'll even hear it in Can't Win for Nothing. Just his witticisms, his ability to be malleable, and his ability to be fun. I mean, I can't talk enough about how good he is, how much of a storyteller he is, and how he's just, again, that bridge for the hip-hop culture. I hope you listen to Results Take Time. I hope you listen to Can't Win for Nothing. And in the comments below, let me know what you think about him being the bridge for the culture. Take care.
Let's get this party started.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Paramount Plus. This is Strokes of Genius, Beautiful Games, and One Shining Moment. This is Defenders, Investigators, and
Seven Strangers Picked to Live in a House.
This is Young SpongeBob, Young Sheldon, and Younger. This is everything you've been looking for.
That's gonna leave a mark.
Live sports, breaking news, and a mountain of entertainment.
All right.
This is Paramount Plus, now streaming.
Music news with Bolivar Casadas. Soundbox Reviews. Thank you very much, everyone. You're listening to First Effect Music News with your host, Bolivar Casadas. Okay, let's start with the big news hitting the streets these days. Bob Dylan is officially in with the Cool Kids. It's announced that he is a fan of Wu-Tang Clan and Eminem. I guess he's also saying his Hail Marys and making his peace with God. Please, Father, send me up there with the Cool Kids, not with the hot ones. Bad Bunny is obviously not interested in giving a free concert in Mexico, but he has no problem promoting a new track on TikTok to, as he said, close the year. With all the ads, likes, and whatever other TikTok earnings come from his stardom, he's bound to make more money than if he would have performed in Mexico. And now, he won't come back with the South of the Border itch. In our last music segment, we talked about actors being bad musicians, but musicians being good actors. The ever-handsome Harry Styles is proving us right again in Don't Worry, Darling. And movie critics are saying, Harry saved the day. Oh man, old man Pitt, you might have some competition. So the other day, I was driving around and I see this huge, bigger than usual billboard. On it is Lana Del Rey promoting her upcoming album, Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? I said to myself, is this about me? I go online and see it's about Sean. Lucky me, that would be embarrassing. Alexander O'Connor. Doesn't that name sound like the title of a next Netflix special about some Don Libertine? Rex Orange County. Mr. O'Connor, however, saved himself for being the next late special when his charges for sexual assault were dropped. Drop doesn't always mean innocent, especially when six people are like, oh, he touched me. So, good luck out there, R. Kelly, Rex Orange County. Kanye dropped a new track and... Wait, why you just beeped me? I wasn't going to say anything negative. I was going to say something nice. Just a small review on Kanye's new... Well, that's a loss. Like when Kanye lost Pusha T? Bye-bye, good music. Talking about good music, fans of Juice WRLD were blessed with the video for his single Face to Face. Close your eyes and he's still alive. Man, I hope they drop more from his catalog. I hope to hear more from Takeoff one day as well, see what was hiding in his vault. Bieber is selling his vault of songs for $200 million. Who will buy and what will be released? Also wonder what this means. Is it like Bieber saying goodbye to his old self, starting a clean slate? Let us know in the comments what you think. Gwen Stefani is open to a No Doubt reunion, so are we. Travis Scott and Kid Cudi scrapped the Scots project. Oh, darn. And Britney Spears reunited with her mother. You go, girl. Well, that's all we have for music news. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful holiday. Take care. Okay, so we talked a lot about Simba. His first album, Results Take Time. A little bit about Kent, Win for Nothing. Although this... podcast was supposed to be about Ken Win for Nothing, but again, it's just difficult to talk about one track without talking about the guy and his album. He's just that type of artist. No, we definitely touched on him being a versatile rapper, him being that bridge for the community, a brush of fresh air. And I kind of gave a sneak peek in the first part of the review, but I think it's time to give Can't Win for Nothing, Results Take Time, and Simba a boombox score. And I'm just going to give this brother a blazing. I know there's more that he has to do. I know that the weakness that I didn't even talk about really being the features on the album, which is not really his fault. You know, you make more money, you get better features. May cause other reviewers to give him 4 out of 5, but I want to give him the 5 out of 5 only because I haven't been this excited about a hip-hop album in a long time. I haven't listened to one on repeat since, I'm gonna say, Smith and Wesson when I first heard them. Big L, you know, Eminem. I'm putting him with the greats now because I know he's going to be there. Give him 2-3 more years, maybe 5, because he seems like a slow, methodical artist, but he deserves a blazing, and he's going to be the one to take that flame and take his music to the next heights, and I can't wait to hear his next album. I hope they put him on tour. He deserves it, and that's that. Nothing more to say, but to listen to Results Take Time. If you want more about our review, go onto the website soundbox-reviews.blogspot.com. And as you know, make sure to like, subscribe, and hit the alert so we can continue giving you guys reviews and news and all the good stuff we work out for you guys. It was a pleasure, as always, to hang out. Thank you for indulging me, having fun with me. This one's a lot shorter than our other ones, but let's go have some spiked eggnog, enjoy time with our family, and
Have a happy holiday. Take care, friends.